Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're taking a closer look at a place called Pallet by LRC.
Right.
And we're doing this based purely on their own description of themselves.
Which is always interesting, isn't it? Seeing how a place presents itself directly.
Exactly. No reviews, just their words. So the mission here is to figure out, you know, what's the essence of this venue? What are they really trying to offer?
What's the core promise?
Yeah. What are those key nuggets? Okay, let's unpack this.
Well, the first thing that really strikes me is how they kick things off. It's very specific about feelings, about relationships.
Totally. They don't just jump into, like, menus or deals. Their welcome bit says, "Welcome to Pallet by LRC, a charming and intimate venue where the comfort of connection and the delight of shared experiences shine."
The comfort of connection. That's quite a statement to lead with.
It is, isn't it? So how does putting that emotional promise front and center, how does that, you know, position them differently in the whole bar and restaurant scene?
It puts them squarely in what people call the experience economy, I think. They're selling more than just food and cocktails.
They're selling a feeling, belonging.
Exactly. Belonging, shared moments.
Mm-hmm.
By hitting that comfort of connection note right away, before even mentioning the drinks, really, they're saying the vibe, the human element, that's priority number one.
Mm-hmm.
It makes them feel less transactional, maybe. More like a place you go to, you know, make a memory, not just grab a bite.
Okay, so that's the philosophy, clear enough. But how does that translate when you're actually there? You know, the actual sensory stuff.
Right, the tangible experience.
They mention sips, a variety of wines and cocktails, standard enough. But then bites aimed at creating a burst of flavors. What does burst of flavors signal to you?
To me, burst suggests intensity.
Mm-hmm.
It suggests impact, not just, you know, a large quantity of food, but something maybe more curated.
Focused.
Focused, yes. Like each bite is designed to be memorable, maybe a bit unexpected. It hints at a certain level of culinary craft, maybe even artistry, quality over quantity.
And it's not just taste either. They have a vibe section. It actually says, immerse yourself in the music and savor the atmosphere.
See, that ties right back in.
How so? How do music and atmosphere build that comfort of connection they started with?
Well, think about it. The music, the lighting, the general feel of the place. It's not just background.
It sets the stage.
It totally sets the stage.
Mm.
If the music encourages conversation, if the atmosphere feels genuinely welcoming and maybe intimate, it makes it easier for that connection to happen naturally.
Right.
They're essentially trying to engineer an environment for connection using all the senses. It's holistic.
That makes sense. Now, here's something I found particularly interesting. Right next door, there's Leca Retail Concepts.
Oh, yes, the gift shop.
Described as our gift shop next door, offering handcrafted original artwork, unique accent pieces, and gifts. What's the play here, integrating retail like that?
That's a really smart brand extension, I think. It takes the palate experience beyond just the time you spend eating and drinking there.
How do you mean?
Well, it suggests a whole lifestyle, doesn't it? An aesthetic. You enjoy the vibe, the curated food and drinks, and then you can actually buy pieces that reflect that same taste level.
So you take a piece of the palate feeling home.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It reinforces this idea that Pallet by LRC isn't just a venue. It's about appreciating a certain kind of quality artistry, almost like a curated approach to living, maybe. It makes the whole thing feel more cohesive, more immersive.
Okay, so wrapping this up then, Pallet by LRC, based on their own words, seems to be pitching itself as this carefully crafted space. It's built around comfort of connection, shared experiences.
Achieved through those curated sips, the impactful bites, and the deliberate vibes.
Right. And then uniquely broadened by having that Leca retail concept shop right alongside.
Yeah. This quick dive really shows, I think, a very deliberate effort to create something more than just dinner or drinks. It's aiming for a full sensory, social, maybe even an emotional journey. It's quite comprehensive.
Which leaves us with something for you to think about. In a world that often feels very fast, very transactional, what does it really take for a place to genuinely create that comfort of connection for people? And how does weaving in things like art and unique gifts like Pallet does actually deepen that feeling, maybe make it linger after you've left?